You're listening to a podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio program. APA Compass airs at 9 a.m. on the first Friday of every month at www.kboo.fm, and our archives are downloadable at kboo.fm/APA Compass. Join our Facebook page, APA Compass Radio, or follow us on Twitter. If you'd like to contact us, we can be reached at apacompass@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for joining us on APA Compass for our annual music show. I'm Sari Kametha, and today I'm featuring an interview with Bee Beeman. Bee is a Sri Lankan-American blues singer whose style offers a sense of unique vintage sound. Originally from St. Louis, Missouri, he now lives in San Francisco, California. His second album, Beeman, was released in January of this year. I caught up with Bee on his tour in Washington, D.C. We met up at the Watha T. Daniel Shaw Neighborhood Branch of the D.C. Public Library. My heart, when it's beating for you. Yeah. Welcome to APA Compass.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your musical background.
I started playing guitar when I was about 7 years old. My brother had let his collect dust, and so I picked it up. And something about it really just it worked with me. And I always loved Chuck Berry. He's a big influence on me. He's a St. Louisan as well. So one of my earliest memories was probably falling on my face trying to do a duck walk, which is incredibly difficult. Michael Jackson is one of my earliest influences, but at the same time, I have thousands of influences at this point. Stevie Wonder, Bob Dylan. If it's good, I like it. I like all genres. Yeah.
When did your formal music training begin?
I didn't really have much formal training. It's a lot of self-teaching. I took lessons for about 5 years or 6 years, and it was, it's hard to say formal because I was learning rock and roll guitar, and there's nothing very formal about learning an AC/DC riff. It was a lot of rock and roll stuff on electric guitar, but then afterwards, I started leaning towards the acoustic guitar for the sound and also for the necessity, let's say. Being a touring musician, just I can jump on an airplane with my guitar. Even a car, I could be on a Segway if I wanted to be and roll to my gig.
You used to be more of a 90s grunge Nirvana kind of guy. Is this mobility what inspired your transformation into the style of blues that you sing now?
Well, rock and roll started from somewhere, and I just have a tendency to just start working backwards and researching and looking at what influenced the 90s guys and then who influenced their influencers and just so and so on and so forth. Till I got to very old recordings of guys who only have one picture in existence to them. There are some amazing guitar player, like basically singer-songwriters, but they weren't called singer-songwriters. They were called bluesmen. And they walked around with their guitar and sang songs, and that was it. That was what they did. They were songsters, and that's what I kind of think I am. I just like to play songs a lot.
Who are some of the artists who you were saying are so far back that they have one picture left?
There's a guy named Blind Blake. Apparently, you need to be blind to be an amazing musician. But Blind Blake, there's this one picture of him in existence. He really was an amazing guitar player. People say Jimi Hendrix was the best guitar player of all time, but this guy is up there with him, and he's not really well known. He's known in certain circles, but hopefully his name comes out in the light a little bit more. I'm on.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to APA Compass on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. I'm Sari Kametha, and I spoke with blues singer Bee Beeman on his tour in Washington, D.C. Talking about your music, the themes of your songs range from the perspective of a North Korean prisoner and a railroad-riding homeless man or a jealous lover. and these are character-based stories similar to the style of Randy Newman. Tell us about your process for composing music and the types of stories that you like to tell in your composition.
Right. Like I said, with different influences for each thing and songwriting, Randy Newman is a huge influence just because of his perspectives and incredible subversiveness at times, and I really like that. At the same time, comedians are a really big influence for me. I've wanted to be a comedian at one point, but I just was absolutely no good at it. Luckily, I can sing. I like storytelling. I like Richard Pryor was an amazing storyteller. Something about good stories attracts me. Good comedians and good songwriters, in my opinion, are good storytellers.
Let's talk about three specific songs that stand out in my mind and are really unique for listening. For example, Guttersnipe, the video and the song. So tell us about that.
So the song is literally about an American Depression era hobo, which is like 1920s. So I was doing a do-it-yourself video. So I was on YouTube looking at various old footage of hobos riding trains, but it was a little too specific. Then I thought about the great Indian railways, and I was like, there must be some good footage of the Indian railways. And I did find good footage, and I got permission from the man who shot the film, and I end up using that footage in the film and splicing it with footage of me. And then I had a friend who's a director and a video editor edit that video up. The video itself was just like, I just stopped in my tracks when I first saw it. It's beautiful footage and devastating at the same time. And the beauty is how slow everything's moving. But when you're on that train, you can imagine you'll not see half or more of the things that you see when it's slowed down. And you see these basically thrown up houses made of tin. And there's a lot of ragged poverty. But at the same time, the people in the video are really beautiful people. And you can see that.
The next song is Kimchi Line. And talk about your inspiration for this one.
I was actually playing a Blind Blake song, just messing around, and he plays incredibly fast, so I slowed it down a little bit. I was actually watching a PBS something or other about two North Koreans trying to cross the fence, and one, they're both breaking for it when the guard is not looking, and they both start running up this hill towards the fence. One guy, the guy who's in front, who would have reached the fence first, falls. The other guy from behind him passes him. He runs up to the fence, and he gets electrocuted. And so the guy lucked out in this twisted way where he fell. He would have died first, but he fell and survived and climbed over the guy who had died. And then I came up with a kimchi line. I don't know where that came from, but kimchi line came about somehow. I was like, what is this about? But I like it. It's about kimchi, but it could also be about sini sambal, if you know what that is. It's a Sri Lankan sort of delicacy, but it's about just government oppression in certain ways. Part of my heart was writing it for Sri Lankan Tamils in 2009, but it's meant to be a global sort of story about one person being on the wrong side of the fence while his other parts of his family have made it out to a better life, while the other person has to live there with whatever. This guy kind of has an upbeat view on it. He's not woe is me necessarily, although that's probably creeps in at some point. He has an upbeat, you know, mood about it. It's just about a human story, really. But kimchi is like a trendy foodie item right now. So I was like, it's a pretty good line. So I kept it.
And then finally, you have a song called White Man's Burden Blues.
A.K.A. Rudyard Kipling Blues. Well, I originally wrote it Rudyard Kipling, and then I was like, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. So I changed it to White Man's Burden. But yeah, White Man's Burden is about European conquest in general across the globe. That's a heavy subject, but my personality is to take a heavy subject and turn it on its head and see what's maybe funny about it, or just funny, maybe just being scathing towards the person. And that song has a lot of anger in it in a way, which I've let go of a little bit. Yeah, it's a funny song. It was a therapeutic song, I guess you would say. Yeah.
You have found yourself labeled as the so-called Sri Lankan Woody Guthrie. Tell us how that happened and how you feel about it.
I'm not exactly sure how that happened. I think that would be because Woody Guthrie used to write songs about everyday sort of poor people, and that's something that just in everyday I feel compassionate towards people who are having problems in general. I feel like there's interesting stories to be had there. That's black and white, but there's a lot of gray area, so I like the gray area a lot. It's silly, I think. I mean, is there like a Yugoslavian Woody Guthrie that I don't know about? it's a little bit silly, but I mean, has its purpose. There's no such thing as bad press, as this saying goes, and whether I like it or not, or whether anybody dislikes it or not, it does get people talking and kind of perks people's ears. Like, it's better than the Sri Lankan Bob Dylan, because nobody's Bob Dylan, but maybe I could be Woody Guthrie.
Tell us about your second and recently released album, Beeman, which differs from your first album, The Cookbook, released back in 2008.
The Cookbook was my first solo record, and I basically went all out. I felt like I was never going to make a record again, so some of the arrangements are a bit extreme, and looking back, I would have done things differently. But I did have a second chance on this album, and I really stripped it down. It was all acoustic guitar, mostly acoustic guitar-based, an upright bass, and a cajon. But the sound is very... all the instruments that were used were made of wood, so it's kind of a woody sound. No pun intended, Woody Guthrie. But so this was very stripped down. I didn't really let my mind wander and add too much instrumentation where it didn't need. So it's very much about the songs and making sure people understand the feeling and sentiment of the songs.
And are you working on any other projects right now?
Yes, I'm going to be releasing a covers album in the fall. I'm planning on doing an original album, probably released next year sometime. But in the meantime, I wanted to release something, give something to my fans. Look for that coming out in the fall.
Definitely. We'll keep an eye out. Well, thank you, B. Beeman, for chatting with me on APA Compass.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with B. Beeman, Sri Lankan-American blues singer, who recently released his second album, Beeman. I caught him on tour in Washington, D.C. You can keep up with his music and his tour at bbeeman.com. I'm Sari Gametha, and you're listening to our music special of APA Compass on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
I jumped the first train I saw. It'll surely take me home.